Shalom, Chaverim. Baruch haba lechol makshivim. This is Dr. Duff Forbes, Rabbi Kehilat HaMashiach B'toch Yisrael. Welcome, my friends, to this program entitled Treasures from Tanakh. My dear friends, in the Science Symposium of the American Scientific Affiliation, I read these words, and here I quote them. The presence of miracles in the scripture narrative is in no way a contradiction of science. That is the end of the quotation. Now, to that quotation, I would like to add the words of Samuel David Luzzatto, the Hebrew scholar, who says of Judaism that it has no future without belief in miracles and prophecy. Regarding both miracles and prophecy, there is much misunderstanding, but this is not the occasion for me to elucidate it. Suffice to say that the omnipotent God of the universe is surely fully capable of producing what we would call a miracle. Charlatanry and demonism can also manifest the phenomenal, but that which inerrantly distinguishes biblical miracle from mere manticism or heathen divination is the moral and spiritual motive and content always present in the miracles of Scripture. We see this moral and spiritual element dominating the events associated with the Israelitish penetration of Canaan under Joshua. Basically, it was the battle of God against heathenism. Now, heathenism, carefully analyzed, discloses that elemental longing of mankind to contact God, to be at peace with Him, indeed, to know Him, and to have fellowship with Him. My beloved friends, do please let us wrench out of the rush and pressure of this age just one little sane moment to analyze ourselves. Is it not true that deep within you, deep within me, is an insistent and constant ache and longing after God? Many will be ready to acknowledge that ache, that awful longing, that peace-paralyzing yearning within. But not all are able to recognize it and realize that basically it is God, God Himself, after whom we yearn, we long, for whom we positively ache. As these words of mine even now reach your heart, can you not too feel and recognize that longing? I believe that ache, that yearning, to be the residue of the moral and spiritual in man, the remnant of God's image in man, that image and likeness wrecked by the fall of man through the entrance of sin. Consciously or unconsciously, we stretch forth our hands towards God and long to clasp Him to our breast. Let us be frank about this. That basic yearning has been recognized and expressed in vivid coloring by the psalmist in Psalm 42, part of which I now quote, "As the hind panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God." This is a very telling image of the sun-scorched east, where water means life and lack of it, death. God alone is the fountain of living waters, and He alone can satisfy our thirst and snatch us from the awful death of God separation. Perhaps occasionally we have heard someone of our fellow men declare, "But I hate God." I myself have heard such words. but I still recognize that they flow from that same basic longing after God. It is a kind of spiritual ambivalence, for love and hate are twins born in the womb of human hunger. However, let us take another step forward in self-recognition, a comforting step forward. That very longing, that very ache, is itself guarantee that the one possessing it is capable of having it satisfied, capable of being restored to God and finding eternal harmony and peace upon the bosom of God. This is life eternal to know Him, the only true and living God. Now let us take a third step forward into spiritual knowledge, for it is right here that the supreme danger threatens us, the danger of the spiritual mirage. A mirage is an optical delusion due to atmospheric conditions by which reflected images are seen. As we make our soul-thirsty way over life's desert of desire towards the living waters, we are subjected to the constant peril and allurement of spiritual mirages. The roadway to the living waters is a straight one, clearly marked throughout the written revelation of the Holy Scriptures. To either side of it, and in many cases proceeding for a certain distance along it, are the human-trod tracks, inviting and alluring the thirsty one to the mirages of mere human religion, of which their name is legion, but their basic delusion reasonably uniform. The delusive mirage is salvation by self. The real water of life, on the other hand, is salvation by God. This will be found to be fundamental and basic. Sin's ugly symptoms are everywhere. Man attempts to treat this disease of sin by patching up the symptoms through religion. God, however, cures the disease itself by redemption. God is constantly active to satisfy man's ache and longing for Him. And among the most dangerous mirages of human religion in the days of Joshua was the mirage of Canaanitish heathenism. Although doubtless, like all human religion, it was impulsed by that basic human hunger, yet, again like all human religions, in contrast to the one revealed religion of redemption, it led away from God and not to Him. In God's activity to meet man's need, heathenism, with its cruelty and moral depravity, had to be stamped out. And Israel, under Joshua, was granted this divine beneficent commission, and if in the performance of it miracle was required, God would supply that miracle, and the moral and spiritual content is thus immediately discernible. Hence, the miraculous parting of the Jordan to give Israel access to the land. Hence, the collapse of the walls of Jericho before the Ark of the Covenant of the Eternal. Hence, now, the miracle of Joshua's so-called long day in his defense of the city of Gibeon and his defeat of the five kings of the Amorites, as recorded in the 10th chapter of Joshua. First, the Eternal cast down from heaven great hailstones upon the armies of heathenism at the descent of Bet-Horon. By the way, a similar hailstorm determined the issue of the Battle of Solferino against the Austrians in the year 1859 of the Common Era. In Joshua's battle, in nearly the same period before the Common Era, a timely divine intervention of a similar character was clearly to be recognized. but the work of extermination was threatened with lack of time and adequate light for its successful performance. Joshua called for further divine intervention, a miracle of interposition, for the prosecution of these moral and spiritual objectives. Joshua was granted his miracle. The sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the nation had avenged themselves of their enemies. So reads the Book of the Upright, as quoted authoritatively in that 10th chapter of Joshua. Now, before we succumb to skepticism, let us remind ourselves right here that even today we speak of sunrise and sunset. We also say the moon rises and sets. My friends, although these are admittedly unscientific terms, we have every right to use them when we do not intend our speech to be criticized on scientific grounds. So were the scriptures. That there was miraculous divine interposition in the prolongation of the light in response to Joshua's plea is undeniable, for there was no day like that before it or after it. But if science be interrogated, science could point to a miraculous employment of the simple natural law of the atmospheric refraction of light. In polar regions, in particular, refraction is sufficient to cause the sun to appear above the horizon for several days after it is actually set below it. It is recorded that a certain Captain Scoresby saw the inverted image of his father's ship above the horizon when it was nearly 20 miles below it. Don't let unjustified skepticism add to your ache and mock your longing. God has granted both Jew and Gentile full redemption through the atoning death and justifying resurrection of the promised Messiah Redeemer, whose identity is revealed in our own Jewish New Testament. Read it. It is God's will and way for you. Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panav alecha v'hunecha. Yisar Adonai panav alecha v'yaseim lecha shalom. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.